أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والوالدات يرضعن أولادهن حولين كاملين لمن أراد أن يتم الرضاعة وعلى المولود له رزقهن وكسوتهن بالمعروف لا تكلف نفس إلا وسعها لا تضار والدة بولدها ولا مولود له بولده وعلى الوارث مثل ذلك فإن أرادا فصالا عن تراض منهما وتشاور فلا جناح عليهما وَإِنْ أَرَدْتُمْ أَنْ تَسْتَرْضِعُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا سَلَّمْتُمْ مَا آتَيْتُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. And the mothers shall give the suck to their offsprings for 2 complete years. For those who intend to complete the term, and the fathers will bear the cost of their food and their clothing in a just and reasonable manner, and no soul shall be burdened greater than what it can bear, and no mother should be treated unfairly on account of her child, and nor should any father be treated unfairly on account of his child. And the heir is similarly responsible. The maximum period for breastfeeding is 2 years. If a mother wants to complete the term of breastfeeding, and the maximum she can reach up to is 24 months. Though our ulama explained that if there is a need, then this term can be extended to 30 months. And beyond 30 months, then to go on breastfeeding the child, then this is not permissible. So if they wish to complete the term, then the actual term is 24 months. But if there is a need to go on feeding the child for more than 24 months, then this period can be extended to 30 months. And number 2, we understand that it is the mother's bounden duty to give the suck to her infant child. It is not just an option, rather it is her duty. If she fails in this duty, then she is sinful. Then it is the father's duty to see to their clothing of the wives. Then it is his duty to see that he provides for their clothing and for their food in a just, fair and reasonable manner. Remember, no soul shall be burdened more than what it can bear. So in all this bearing the burden of their clothing, their food, providing for them, then what is just and reasonable, fair, should be taken into consideration. The ulama explained that the father's standard of living should be taken into consideration. He must give according to his standard. He mustn't feel, well, the wife doesn't come from a wealthy background, so then I can take advantage and provide for her according to her standard. Rather, he should provide according to his means and according to his standards. Then the 4th law here is this, لَا تُضَارَّ وَالِدَةٌ بِوَلَدِهَا, that no mother should be unfairly treated on account of her child, and nor any father should be unfairly treated on account of his child. It is the duty of the mother to provide the suck for her child, for her offspring. But if for some reason she cannot manage feeding the child, then she mustn't be treated unfairly. The father mustn't coerce her and force her when she doesn't have that milk to provide for her child. The father shouldn't have that attitude, well, it's her child, she needs to take care, come what may. Similarly, the father should not be treated unfairly on account of his child. The mother can provide for the child, she can take care, and she can give the suck to her child, but she will not do so until she is remunerated. This is in a case of a divorce where there is a separation and she's asking for an exorbitant amount for feeding her child. So the father must not be treated unfairly on account of his child. But in the case where the parents have passed on or the father has passed on, then who will be responsible for this yatim, for this orphan? وَعَلَى الْوَارِثِ مِثْلُ ذَلِكَ. Then this child's responsibility will be on the heir. So if it is that the child's father has died, there is no one to take care of this child, then the heir, that is, for example, if the child had to die, then who will be his heirs? If, for example, he has two brothers, then the brothers are his heirs. So when they are his heirs, they will be responsible for his expenses, for the food, for the clothing, for the upkeeping of this child. So the heirs will be proportionately responsible according to their shares in his estate. And if it is, for example, he has left behind just one brother and one sister, then obviously the brother will take responsibility of 2/3 of the child's expenses, whilst the sister will take care of 1/3, she'll be responsible of 1/3 of his expenses. So وَعَلَى الْوَارِثِ مِثْلُ ذَلِكَ. Generally people don't take this into consideration, that are we responsible to our poor relative? So yes, you are responsible according to your share and according to how close you are related to that relative, then you need to be responsible for his expenses. In the case where he's become an invalid, in the case where he's handicapped, or he's become an orphan. فَإِنْ أَرَادَ فِصَالًا أَنْ تَرَادِ مِنْهُمَا. But if, with mutual consent and consultation, if both the parents wish to wean off the child before the maximum period was 24 months, and before the maximum period, then both the parents felt that in the best interest of the child is that we wean him off. Perhaps the mother's milk is not sufficient, or the mother's milk, the quality of the milk is not right. So the better thing is that we wean him off and give him some type of a substitute. So there is no sin if they wean off the child before the maximum period. But in the event, in أَرَدْتُمْ أَن تَسْتَرْضِعُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ, if you decide on a foster mother, perhaps the mother's milk is insufficient and you need to get someone, a wet nurse, a foster mother, to feed the child, then too there is no sin, provided you justly and fairly pay to the foster mother what you have offered her. She's going to be rendering a service, and for the service of hers, then you need to be just and fair in paying out whatever you have offered her. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. And fear Allah Ta'ala and know that Allah Ta'ala sees all that you do. The legal system may be misused and may be wrongfully used, as we see people try and be to the book, but this system can be misused, it can be abused. Allah Ta'ala knows what's in your heart, and Allah Ta'ala knows whether you are cheating, whether you are being treacherous, etc. He knows all. So be careful, for Allah Ta'ala sees all that you do. If you have got some bad intentions, you are reflecting yourself to be a poor person, whereas you are not poor, and then you are then prejudicing your own child or your dependents, you can do this legally, you will legally pass through. But you need to see that, will this be passable in the sight of Allah Ta'ala? Will this be acceptable in the sight of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala or not? May Allah give us tawfiq.